You have to come a little bit closer so that I can see you.
Could I ask you a question after I play it on my...
Yeah, take your tray down and hurry up, you know, because I'm not staying here long. David, what kind of work do you normally do?
I'm a work for a travel agency.
Travel agency.
Yes. Actually tomorrow I'm leaving.
Mm.
I'd like to just inform you where my stay here. I discovered I've been meditating using the wrong method. I've been previously not focusing on the tip of the nose. I've been following up and down, and then when I get certain calmness, I tend to chase after the calmness, expecting something to develop.
I mean, didn't I talk about it very often?
Yeah, I learned about it when I started listening to your talks. So now I will change and do it the way that you teach.
That's where you get calmness and don't chase after it.
Yeah.
Because the moment you chase after it, you lose it.
Yes, the focus, the attention.
And the longer you can stay on the breath, the more intense the feeling of calmness becomes.
Yeah. So I have to start this way. Thank you. So.
Come a bit closer, yeah. It's noisy. Yeah, so what?
I think I overdid it yesterday with sitting in Bangkok.
Yeah?
The knees and yeah. And I also know like how how can...
What?
How does someone sit through, how much should one sit?
Yeah, I mean, as much as you can bear and a little bit more. Yeah? You can't overdo that. There's no way that you can overdo it. Unless
there comes thoughts, like some different thoughts with these painful feelings.
Yeah?
I can do it.
No, normally you cannot do that. You cannot do that very long. I mean, you will give up very early. Yeah. So, don't worry about that. Yeah. I mean, I overdo sitting in pain. No, you can't. If you push the pain away, then there might be a reaction of the body.
Yeah.
But this also goes. I mean, relax the body. You know, if you investigate pain, you don't want to get rid of pain. You want to understand what is pain. How does it feel like? You don't want to feel it. That is a problem. Yeah?
Well, I sit and I can tell myself for a few seconds to calm down, and then I sit. But then, time it's like
Don't worry about the body. Worry about your breath or the Buddha. Yeah. Use Buddha. Huh?
Yeah.
Worry about the Buddha. Know, you know, if the Buddha is fast, slow. If it's the beginning, it's the end. Yeah. Worry about these things. Yeah. But when you cannot concentrate on the Buddha, then go to the pain. And then go to the pain, you know, with your attention. Yeah? And then feel the pain. Breathe it in. I mean, everybody runs away from the pain, so they don't even know what pain is. They just hear the word pain and then they're gone. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? We have to face pain. Hmm?
Sometimes
we want to know what we are running away from, yeah? Yeah? Just like in this world, you know, everybody runs away from, yeah? I mean, they hear this person is coming, they don't even know him, they just heard something terrible about him, so they run away. We want to know, we want to understand, that is what the practice is about. So, how does pain feel? Yeah? What's the difference between pain? Yeah? The feeling of pain, the feeling of anger, the feeling of lust, the feeling of this. We want to understand this. But in order to be able to understand it, we have to feel it. But we don't want to feel it. We gave it a label and then we run away. Huh? That's not good. Huh? You understand? I know it is difficult, you know, but we have to learn it, yeah? We have to get in touch with it, yeah?
I sit, and,
yeah?
sometimes I can accept it, and I can see through it, but then I sit the other time, it's like,
yeah,
I could accept previous time, but I can't accept
it. It always depends on the state of the mind if you can accept it or not accept it. Yeah? Everything is anicca. Everything changes permanently. One day we sit, you know, and it is completely peaceful, and there's a little bit of pain, and we don't care about it. The next day we are not at peace. We are completely upset, you know, but we don't notice it, you know, there's this boredom, there's this restlessness, and so on. And then, you know, when we face a little bit of pain, we can't take it anymore. So you have to live with this anicca. You have to live with this impermanence. Yeah? The things are constantly changing. Yeah? So, I mean, you have to learn how to deal with these situations. Yeah? And that we can only deal with the situations if we face up to the situation. Huh? You understand that? And we don't want to do that because we are, every one of you, you know, probably, you know, from the day, yeah, when you had somebody in the school bullying you, you know, I mean, you just went away, yeah, instead of facing up to him. Huh? Yeah? Why do they bully you? You know, I mean, because when you look at them, yeah, I mean, they suffer much more than you. Yeah? Otherwise, they wouldn't need to bully you. Yeah? And that's the same thing with pain. Yeah? So when we face up to the pain, yeah, when we face up to the kilesas, we see, you know, I mean, they are inherently restless. Yeah? Yeah? That's a restlessness there. I mean, that is the power, you know, I mean, that drives them to do this and to do all sorts of things, yeah? And they want, of course, your attention, yeah? And you constantly give it to them. Nah? Nah, David? David, nah? You have to pay attention to the Buddha, you have to pay attention to the breath, yeah? And everything else is unimportant. Unimportant, yeah? How the body sits, how the body is, you know, it is unimportant, yeah? Unless the pain becomes so strong that we cannot stay with our meditation object. Yeah? And then we investigate, what is pain? Do you know what pain is? You just hear the word pain and run away. Huh? Hmm? And in Malaysia, what do they do? They hear pain, you know, and they instantly go to the pharmacy and get a lot of tablets. Yeah? I've never seen any country like Malaysia. Yeah, I mean, just a little bit, you know, of bodily discomfort, and they eat so much medicine. And
Panadol, the brand, paracetamol, Panadol.
Well, whatever. I mean, they go to the doctor for these little things that. I mean, it is really amazing. I mean, when I was in Malaysia, everybody is full of medicine, and they offer the monks, all this medicine. What are you doing with your body, huh? You cannot face up to these things. Yeah? So that's what we learn. Yeah? I mean, of course, it is not comfortable. Yeah? But pain is there all the time. Yeah? Be it the pain of the body, be it pain of be it the pain of the mind, of the chitta. Yeah? Not wanting is pain, Wanting something, not getting something is pain, is dukkha, Discomfort, dis-ease, restlessness, Boredom. It's a lot of pain, But the worst one is restlessness, I mean, it moves around, it's a very wild energy. It is not focused, So when we take this energy of restlessness and focus it on the Buddha, or focus it on our breath, I mean, then restlessness is gone. Yeah? It's easy. Yeah? But we have to learn, We don't want to feel it, we don't want to deal with it, and we look for all these things that we did in the past, to get over this restlessness or to get over this pain. But now we have to learn a different way. You understand?
If I have a pain in one knee, and then it changes to the other,
So then you follow it.
I follow the
pain. Yeah. And you see, I mean, this was in so much pain, How can it be that it's now here?
Yeah.
This wasn't in pain, now this is in pain. This was in pain, now it isn't in pain anymore. So what is this pain? This is what we have to find out, By following it, and in the end, it will show us where it comes from. And only when we see it with our inner eyes, then we understand. Before we know it, before we think about it, but it's still bothering us. Nicolas. Because we have not understood. Whatever we have not understood will bother us. That's why meditation is all about understanding what is going on. I always use the sentence there. What the hell is going on? I want to know. But you don't want to know. The Kilesas don't want to know. They want to know all sorts of things that are not important. But what is important, they don't want to know. They don't want to know what is pain. They don't want to know what is restlessness. They don't want to know anything about themselves.
Why is that that they don't want to know anything?
Because that is the main purpose of avijja. Avijja is a principle. I mean, you can call it wanting to know but not being able to know. Not wanting to know is the same thing. They don't want to know about themselves, because then they have no power. It's the main principle. I mean, but don't be concerned about it. All what you want to, you want to understand what you're facing up to. The feelings of the body, a feeling of pain, feeling of restlessness, feeling of boredom. And then, once you'll be able to do that, then you can ask the question, what is the difference between the feeling of boredom, the feeling of restlessness, and the feeling of pain? And then you come to the same conclusion, it's a feeling. There's actually no difference. The labors are different, yeah? And the degree is different. But the feeling is the same. And because we use different connotations, because we use different labels for the things, that's why they seem to be different. Yeah? I mean, our whole world is made up of these differences. Yeah? We want to be different from other people. But actually, we're the same. Yeah? Everyone, you know, has the same root, yeah? But they all make themselves look different, yeah? Different hairstyle, different color, different clothes, different shoes, you know, different, yeah? Different education, yeah? Oh, I'm different than you. No, you're not different, yeah? You have good and evil in your heart, yeah? Everyone, yeah? Some have more good, you know, and less evil, and some have more evil and less good, yeah? But they have all the same, yeah? And this is something that we have to understand, yeah? The root of us is the same. It's a citta. You understand? Get to know. And that's what we learn with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Get to know the breath, yeah? Know when it is the beginning of the breath, know when it is the end of the breath, yeah? If you follow the breath, you don't know anything. You just go up and down, it will never get calm, yeah? But if you stick to one point, yeah, it will get calm, yeah? But it's difficult, yeah? Because it's boring. Yeah? So we have to face up with boredom. Or restlessness comes in. Oh, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah? Yeah? We have here the time, you know, to replace any thought, you know, with Buddha. Yeah? And then there's no boredom coming up. Because the kilesas are the ones who tell us it's boredom. They put the label on it. Yeah? Or they put the label on it, pain. And that's why we have to investigate. Yeah? Understand? Try it, yeah? what do they want? Yeah, so...
Should she keep the 5% or 8%?
Normally, when you're in the monastery, you keep the 8 precepts, yeah? What is the problem? Yeah? I mean, if you have a problem, then you can come and talk, yeah? I mean, first try to keep the 8 precepts, yeah? If you have a problem with one thing, yeah? I mean, you can, yeah? She likes to play with her phone, no?
Ah, yes.
But not long, yeah? I mean, yeah? She has permission, you know, to play, you know, for an hour, but that's it, yeah?
But also she has things to study from the phone.
Oh, yeah.
She's going for a competition on the 22nd, so she has preparation.
Okay. Yeah, that is okay.
She keeps the phone here.
Yeah, I mean, she can keep your phone. You don't need the phone.
But actually, the SIM card is from my phone. So she got hotspot from my phone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But I promise I will not open the.
Yeah, yeah. These promises we forget very easily, huh, yeah. Akush?
Yeah. Not keep the 8%.
So yeah, yeah.
I know the.
Just be careful. Just be careful. Yeah. Yeah.
And for my 2 weeks here, Rompo, what do you suggest for my practice?
Uto or Anapanasati. What did you do before Anapanasati? Then continue, yeah?
Sitting meditation, how many hours?
I mean, all together. You can make one sitting meditation 1 hour, and then one walking meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation, sitting meditation, walking meditation. Or you can sit for 2 hours, yeah? Or 1 hour and walk for 2 hours. This is completely up to you, yeah? However you feel like, yeah? But all in all, you know, it should not be less than 10 hours a day.
Should not be less.
Yeah.
Okay, I see, I understand. And about the recalling the what you have done on the day, when do you do it?
Normally in the evening after you get calm, yeah? I mean, let Bakush, you know, explain you these things, yeah? I mean, he has been here for a while, you know, so he can explain to you in Indonesia, yeah? Indonesian. It's easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Meji Windy, yeah? She's much better also, yeah? Yeah? I mean, about practice, you know, first ask, you know, Meji Windy or Bakush, yeah? Kuba Bakush, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have to do 10 hours, yeah? I mean, 1 or 2 hours, 2 hours a day, you know, one in the morning, one in the evening, and maybe one in the afternoon, yeah? And it can be 45 minutes, yeah? But, yeah? Then you really do it properly, yeah? And you will see, it will help you with your studies. Yeah? Not getting sidetracked so easily. Okay?
Thank you for accepting us in the monastery. So good to see you. Because before we just see in the YouTube. And we now see you in person. Thank you.
Okay.
Now we like.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.